and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, hopefully we're going to have some callers from Judicial Watch, and we're going to talk about the Security and Prosperity Partnership, and apparently the Judicial Watch, and I hope we've got Chris on with us from Judicial Watch, but anyway, they're going to have a speaker with us, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the papers that they got under the Freedom of Information Act. Is that Chris?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Well, tell us a little bit about what Judicial Watch was able to uncover as far as some of the things that are going on in Washington, D.C. that they don't want the American people to know. Apparently it got some information on the Freedom of Information Act, the FOIA.
Indeed. There's some real disturbing information concerning the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, as you mentioned during the lead-in. And that is that there's quite a process, a very large number of government bureaucrats formed into various working groups and committees that have been meeting now since March of 2005 to, quote-unquote, harmonize our regulations with Canada and Mexico. They've set up a very elaborate structure. They have meetings. They have, conferences, all sorts of workshops. And some of the things that have come out of these various meetings and workshops are recommendations such as, and here's some of the really disturbing ones, if there's a pandemic, they want to make sure that all borders are kept open and all roads, you know, to allow full traffic back and forth between Canada, U.S., and Mexico.
Is that so we can spread the epidemic more efficiently?
Precisely. It's the exact opposite of a quarantine. Another suggestion or recommendation that they've come up with is that our electrical grid be connected or integrated with that of Mexico.
All right, fine. Of course, that's the way when they have blackouts in Mexico, we can have them here. Hold here, if you wouldn't mind holding your handpiece there, just a little further away.
Sure,
we're getting just a little. That's okay. I do the same thing sometimes. Anyway, so basically then they want to integrate our electric grids. Now, what's the advantage to the United States?
Well, I've yet to figure that out. I've been reading through hundreds of pages of material, and the good news is this material, we put it up on our website, so your listeners can go to judicialwatch.org, O-R-G, and read the documents for yourself. You can see who the corporations are, which corporations have joined a subset of the Security and Prosperity Partnership under something called the North American Competitiveness Council. And you can see which of the businesses, and you'll be, I know, shocked and amazed to find out that Walmart, of course, is driving the train on a lot of this. But, you know, all the policies, all the effort, all the working groups are making recommendations about things that are really enormously destructive to our sovereignty and really pushing this great race to the bottom that we're involved in when it comes to our country's economic health.
And, you know, I think so many people really find it so difficult to believe that we would have leaders in government who are intent upon destroying our sovereignty and destroying our economy and impoverishing our people. Why would they do that, Chris?
Well, one of the things that when you raise this whole question of the Security and Prosperity Partnership, there are those who are really sincerely behind it. These are sort of the ultra free traders. These are folks who, you know, they have no sense of national pride whatsoever. They're just, you know, the dollar signs are in their eyes. These folks will attack you and say that you're a conspiracy theorist and a crackpot because you would believe that the government would do something like this. Let me explode that myth or bubble right away, because I have hundreds of pages of documents showing how government officials at every level are having these meetings and taking active steps. Again, they call it harmonizing.
Hold that thought right there. We'll be back in just a moment here at Genesis.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Chris from Judicial Watch, and that's judicialwatch.org. And they've got the whole flock of papers under the Freedom of Information Act, so known as FOIA, about what's going on. Now, the people who are behind this whole system don't want anybody to know, so they will attack anybody who starts talking about it. But this is designed to change the structure of our society and to begin to merge the economy and society of the United States with Mexico and Canada, going along with a book that was published by the Council on Foreign Relations. And, of course, its purpose is to do away with national sovereignty and create a world government. And the leaders of the organization are quite open in that. And then they say anybody who talks about this believes in conspiracies. No, it's not a conspiracy. It's right out in the open, except they don't want you to know about it. And so tell us about some of the other things that are there. Chris, you were commenting on certainly how they want, of course, to merge our electric grid so that when Mexico goes out, why, we'll go out too. And how in case of an epidemic, instead of sealing off the areas to stop the spread of the disease, they want all the borders open so we can spread the epidemic more efficiently, which doesn't make any sense, but so much of this doesn't make sense. And then you were commenting on some of the major corporations that are involved in this, Walmart among them, but I suspect that all the usual organizations that are really intent upon bringing about this world government, the destruction of our sovereignty, and the impoverishing of our people are involved. Would that be a fair assumption?
Dr. Stan, you've hit the nail on the head perfectly. And one of the things, another one of these recommendations that this group has made is that all persons who come to a border crossing should be allowed to cross. If they don't have proper documentation, then, quote, they should be educated about their options and allowed to pass, close quote. And again, this is the brainchild in large part of a CFR member by the name of Robert Pastor, Professor Robert Pastor of American University. He's also largely behind the move back, remember, in 1999 when we gave away the Panama Canal. That was another one of his brilliant ideas that he had Jimmy Carter carry out.
All right. So these people, of course, they all come from the Council on Foreign Relations. Some of them come from the Trilateral Commission. And all of these organizations have one purpose in mind.
It's a globalist objective that they wish to carry out. And they're very sneaky. They're brilliant in the way they're doing this because there's no treaty. There's no ratification process. There's no open discussion among the public. This is just a letter of agreement signed between the three nations with a handshake and a slap on the back. And now you've got the wheels of government at the deputy secretary level on downward engaged in these working group sessions. They've had multiple meetings. And these are the folks who draft up the rules and regulations. Congress may think that they, have some sort of oversight, but they've taken no initiative really to do anything about this process. I know a friend of a friend who was up and talking to a senator who said, "Oh, this couldn't really be taking place because we'd be made aware of it." And unfortunately, they're out of the loop. They have no idea of how far this has gone and how much regulation has already been, again, quote-unquote, harmonized with Mexico and Canada.
Well, I have a friend who was in Congress for, I guess, 14, 16 years, a very, very conservative person, who really was leading the battle for conservative principles. And one of the leaders of Congress came up to him and said, "Bill, why are you working so hard? Don't you know it's all make-believe? None of this matters." And I think most of the congressmen really honestly believe that they're going to make a difference. But the people in charge really understand that they're simply figureheads to give the American people the impression that something's going to change when we go to the polls and vote. But in reality, the decision's made pretty much by the bureaucrats, isn't it?
It is, because there's a whole other sort of layer of government that carries all these steps out. The fact that this one professor, Robert Pastor, can float this idea in a paper that gets adopted by the Council on Foreign Relations, that then gets woven into a letter of agreement between Canada, Mexico, and the United States, that then takes on a life of its own. I mean, where was there a single vote by any citizen? Where did Congress get involved in any of that? It simply didn't happen. What happened was, by means of kind of closed-door politics, arm-twisting, and consensus-building within CFR, that's what's driving the actions of government, not votes, not politicians talking to the constituents. This is all a separate side government that's operating, and essentially it's unaccountable.
And, of course, some people call it the invisible government, because it really is the most powerful force in our nation, far more powerful than our duly elected representatives. Now, certainly, what they're really talking about is economic integration of our society with that south of the border. But certainly as we begin to unite our economies, and they have really such a poor economy, and we have such a fairly wealthy economy, at least to some extent still, won't that gradually lower the living standards of our people?
Naturally, it's much like, it's the reverse of illegal immigration. Instead of the immigrants coming here, we're going to be absorbed by them. It's the world turned upside down. But what happens in that environment or in that situation is that wages are suppressed because there's no need, there's no requirement to pay people what you'd consider to be a U.S., standard working wage. Why bother? Because you can get, let's say, a Mexican to come and do the same job, or you're simply going to move your factory there. We experience that now, today, under NAFTA and CAFTA and a lot of other rules and regulations that the free traders push to the nth degree. But imagine when you simply erase the border how bad it'll be. And just to give you a quick snapshot of some of the members of this North American Competitiveness Council, some of the corporations involved, and this is off of the official government documents provided to us. I'm not making this up. I'm reading to you from a government document provided to us. You have United Parcel Service, UPS, FedEx, New York Life, Ford, General Motors, Merck, Chevron, General Electric, Walmart, Lockheed Martin, Kansas City Southern, Campbell Soup, Whirlpool. And I know, Dr. Stan, you'll be surprised and shocked when you find out that the U.S. Secretariat running this council is the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and Council of the Americas.
Are you there, Chris? Okay, fine. Why don't you get him right on back? Anyway, of course, I think it's of vital importance that people understand that this whole thing is being coordinated. It's being coordinated by people very, very powerful. And the last thing they want is for the American people to understand what this will mean, because as we, of course, go ahead and increase the power of the unelected rulers, they really do tend to destroy the economy of our country. Paul Craig Roberts wrote an excellent article. It's on Counterpunch. I pulled it down over the weekend. And he's pointing out that in about 20 years, America's going to be a third-rate nation. They're not only talking about outsourcing our engineering jobs and our architectural jobs, they're even talking about outsourcing some of our jobs from McDonald's and from Burger King, and of course this can actually be interpreted, you know, over in India, the calls, maybe you go to, instead of actually ordering there at the counter, well, you'll just punch in your order and it'll be picked up, or maybe you'll talk into a microphone, it'll be picked up in India and then given to the cooks, and then there'll be somebody at the end of the line, of course, is getting the various products. But what's so difficult for people to understand is that there is a planned program to lower the living standards of the American people. If they're going to do away with jobs at McDonald's, what's going to be left for the average American? Well, Chris, you know, certainly, was there any difficulty getting these papers that you did?
Surprisingly not. In this case, a portion of the Department of Commerce has been quite responsive in handing over these papers to us. Frankly, I'm shocked because more often than not, our experience has been that we've had to sue, to go into court to force the government to produce documents to us. But in this case, the Department of Commerce has been pretty quick to turn over at least this initial set. Now, we have several other requests with other government agencies. We'll see how they do. But, you know, at least the initial response has been good, and we look forward to getting even more documents. We're way out in front on this, and we're pleased that we're able to really get around a lot of the rhetoric and a lot of the, there's been a lot of argument over who's posting what on what sort of internet site run by the government. And what we wanted to do was cut right to the core and force the government to actually produce their own documents to us.
Well, now, why would they be loath to let the American people know? After all, if there's nothing to hide, why would they be hiding it?
Because I think once you examine these documents for more than 5 minutes and you start reading who's doing what to who and what sort of recommendations are being made and who's offering new policies and new regulations, anyone with an ounce of sense in their head is going to say, hey, wait a minute, I didn't vote for that. No one asked me. When did Congress review this? When was there a public debate? Well, I didn't read any newspaper articles about all these rules and regulations being revised and rewritten. I'm not interested in seeing my money go overseas to Mexico or having our electrical grid incorporated with the Mexican electrical grid. Who are these people? What are they voting on? All these questions would instantly bubble up into your head once you read some of these documents. They're pretty outrageous. And, you know, for folks who are asleep at the switch, they're going to wake up one morning to a very different country.
Well, now, what about this whole idea of putting in this massive highway that's going to go all the way from southern Mexico all the way up through Kansas and then into Canada, and of course, it'll be used as a means of bringing in all these products from China and elsewhere?
It's worse than just the highway. It's a rail-highway integration, what's called a multimodal hub, and it's going to the plans for it are enormous. And the whole idea is to avoid the ports in Southern California, which, again, undercuts our own economy and puts folks out of jobs.
Amen. So you hang on there. We'll be back right after this advertising break here at Genesis. Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available at Radionivity, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the Radionivity Health Catalog.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Chris from JudicialWatch.org, and we're talking about the Security and Prosperity Partnership. We're talking about this massive highway they tend to put up to the center of our country. Chris, anybody back there in Washington, D.C. realize the implications of this highway system that's going to be built, you know, and how this will tend to really impact on the jobs of our Teamsters, of our longshoremen, really, of course, the entire infrastructure of our nation?
You know, unfortunately, the folks who are supporting this superhighway have been very successful in downplaying and marginalizing anyone who brings it up. They've been saying, look, this is an existing highway. We're just talking about promoting it as being a new and more effective way of trying to move goods. So they've really been trying to take a de minimis or a minimizing approach to the whole thing. Where it starts to unravel a little bit is when you start looking at some of these documents we've gotten, because what it shows is a very elaborate, very sophisticated, very well thought out, and very well financed plan to avoid using U.S. ports, to use Mexican ports, and then create this kind of stovepipe rail highway combination that will bring goods principally from China through Mexican customs and then get them up into the United States, avoiding U.S. ports, avoiding U.S. trucking firms, avoiding U.S., all of the infrastructure, all of the economic guts that makes our country run. They're going to do an end run and bring it straight up into the center of the country, into Kansas City, and from that point then disperse it either east-west into the United States or continue on north into Canada. And when you ask tough questions or when you point at some of these documents and say, hey, what does this mean for the average American worker, the usual response you get back is cheap goods. But they don't talk about the larger economic impact. Cheap goods for who? For people who don't have jobs anymore? Who's going to pay this? Who's going to purchase these things? Because it undercuts our own ability. It's this great economic hollowing out that we're experiencing in the country. This is part of a race to the bottom economically that we're involved in, where we throw away our assets in our manufacturing base, our jobs, and, it's all in the name of, cheaper goods from China. And we're going to have to pay at one point or another, and I would sure like to shut that off earlier than later.
Well, I don't see there's any way that we can survive as a first-rate nation without an industrial base. And there are very, very few places that we could actually, outcompete China on, certainly because, basically, they've got excellent engineers. They've got excellent people to do research. In fact, they're massively increasing their spending on research and development. And so much of our research and development is simply being transferred to China and other third-world countries. And once they have our research and development machines, then they can outproduce us. There's no way we can compete. What's going to happen to the American workers, Chris?
Well, we've seen 300 million3 million manufacturing jobs disappear under the auspices of the Bush administration. And we've seen our foreign trade deficit balloon. The projections are for this year to $800 billion. So we're running a deficit at home. We have a foreign trade deficit that's skyrocketed out of all proportion. Our manufacturing base is being whittled away steadily. For whatever reason, there's an ostrich sense of, let's stick our head in the sand and say, well, the market's up, let's keep going. But this is like, a drunk with a fistful of credit cards. For a short period of time, yeah, it's time to party and hooray for us. But let me tell you, the bill is going to come due. And with China owning about a third of our debt right now, I mean, they're financing us at a steep rate. And sooner or later, it's going to be time to pay the piper. And we're going to see a radically changed, radically altered way of life here in the United States if we continue on the same sort of drunken sailor spending that we're involved in.
Well, I certainly share your concern. Now, do you have to take off, or can you stay with us after the half-hour break?
I can hold over for another segment.
All right, very good. Well, we'll appreciate that. So one more time, I'd like you to get your website out there so our listeners can know how to get in touch with your organization.
Sure. Folks can look at all these documents we've been talking about at Judicial Watch, all one word, judicialwatch.org, O-R-G. We post a ton of stuff up there. And, go look at it for yourself. You can read through the documents and make your own decisions, but it's disturbing, disturbing stuff.
And, of course, Judicial Watch has done a great job for many years of challenging what's going on. And, of course, what they're doing is watching government and then bringing lawsuits when necessary to try to get the openness in government that we must have if we have any hope at all of maintaining our freedom here in America. Well, Chris, you let me know when you've got to leave. We'll have a short break here, and then when we get back, we'll open our lines for calls here at 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791, right here at Genesis.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Speaks of a great false church which has deceived the whole world. This great false church, the Whore of Babylon, is drunk on the blood of the saints. Have you always felt something just wasn't right with the churches? All the pagan propaganda, Easter eggs, idols, Christmas trees, memorials for the dead at Halloween? What about communion? Why would the Messiah institute a symbolic blood-drinking ceremony which breaks the Torah law as well as civilized social custom? Pastors and priests have no answers. Two Witnesses Ministries has solved the communion conspiracy. Order now this 175-page blockbuster entitled Communion, the Bloodfest of Babylon. Request a fax by writing P.O. Box 2453, Abilene, Texas 79604. Or call now 325-572-3913. Yes, Gnostics, agents of Mystery Babylon, forge into a new covenant the blood-drinking abomination that is communion. Beware, damnation is pronounced upon this blood-drinking whore. Call now 325-572-3913.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to ask our guest a question, the telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. We're talking about the Security and the Prosperity Partnership. We're talking about the NAFTA highway or the Trans-American Highway that's being put in. All of these things are happening without the knowledge or consent or understanding of the American people. And of course, as we see some of the most powerful and wealthy people in the world involved, we have to begin to question what's going on. Now, you know, a lot of people are concerned, Chris, because certainly the administration up until recently has done nothing to effectively enforce our immigration laws. And some people suggest that they have not. They've steadfastly refused to enforce our immigration laws and allow this catch and release program, spending far more time releasing than catching of people coming into our country illegally, that this is all part of this idea to do away with our borders and eventually merge the United States with Mexico and with Canada. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, it certainly is consistent with efforts that one would go through to psychologically condition the populace into simply accepting something. I mean, at a certain point, after you've been told something 100,000 times, or you've experienced something over and over and over again, you really do get numb. And you start to simply accept with sort of a defeatist, though, well, I guess that's the way it is. So, for folks that are trying to condition a populace to accept a certain point of view or a certain policy, it's completely consistent. And let me point out that there are major, major financial interests in seeing that exactly that sort of thing is carried out. Because within this security and prosperity partnership we've been talking about, there's something called the North American Competitiveness Council. And the membership of that council, there's members from the U.S., from Canada, and from Mexico. Interestingly, all three countries get equal representation. You would think with the financial strength of the United States, we would have a greater representation than Mexico, but in this brave new world they've invented, everybody is equal representation. What's interesting, though, are the companies that belong to this competitiveness council. They realize these companies are making recommendations that these bureaucrats in the working groups are actually implementing. They're writing new regulations based upon the recommendations of these companies. So if folks want to know who's behind some of this, they need to know the membership of this council. And I'm reading now from the government document, and the membership is United Parcel Service, FedEx, Mittal, M-I-T-T-A-L, New York Life, Ford, General Motors, Merck, Chevron, General Electric, Walmart, Lockheed Martin, Kansas City Southern, Campbell Soup, and Whirlpool. Those are the corporate members of this North American Competitiveness Council. And you'll probably also be interested to know that the secretariat for this council, the folks who organize and run the meetings, who choose, you know, who's going to meet and when, take care of all the sort of business of this meeting of businesses, is the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the Council of the Americas. And so this is sort of the for lack of a better term, the coven. This is the meeting of the various business powers that are providing input to the people who are making the regulations that are bringing Canada, the U.S., and Mexico all together under one roof.
Well, we know the Whirlpool actually had a lot of factories down in Mexico. I don't know if they still do, but they had. And we know that Ford is planning on moving a lot of their production facilities south of the border. And why shouldn't they? They can get, you know, the people working there for a lot less. They don't have to give them all the union benefits. They can simply walk away from their employees here in the United States, pay them $140,000 to give up their pension, to give up their health care. A lot of people are going to take it, but I think a couple of years from now they're going to be very sorry they did.
Well, the example that's always used, that I try to explain this to people, is they say, well, look, you know, Chris, you're getting upset like the people in the horse buggy whip industry got upset when the car came along. And, you know, here's where that example falls apart. When the horse buggy whip companies went out of business, there was a new manufacturing industry. There was something new to replace that. And we got cars. We got Ford to come in, and we had an economic and manufacturing boom to replace the old industry. Now we're doing away with industries, with our manufacturing base. We're sending it overseas. We're offshoring and outsourcing, and there's nothing coming in behind it. There's no replacement industry. There's no replacement manufacturing. We're just packing up the bones, the infrastructure of our economy, and we're sending it overseas. There's nothing filling the gap. There's no new industry. How long can we do that? How long can we maintain that kind of operation? That's the killer.
Well, I think that your point that we're in a race to the bottom is absolutely right. And when I read somebody like Paul Craig Roberts, who's really one of my favorite commentators, and he was Assistant Secretary of the Treasury under the Reagan administration, and he says, you know, we keep this up for another 20 years, America, the United States, the country we love, is going to be a third-rate nation, a third-level nation, just like Mexico and all, so much of South America and so much of Africa. And people say, it couldn't happen here. And I would like to ask, why couldn't it happen here? Without an industrial base, we cannot be a first-rate nation. And the industrial base is being shifted to China, and into Brazil, certainly into India, into Russia, and here in the United States. Our leaders seem to be intent upon doing away with our industrial base. Why would that be, Chris? It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. You know, I think what it comes to, a portion of this corporate greed, it's you know, returning, having a good financial statement for Wall Street, regardless of the consequences. And if that means you have to do extraordinary things to keep keep hitting a magic number to have a good bottom line or to meet the expectations of Wall Street, well, then you do it at all costs. And it's very short-sighted in the long haul. There's normal business cycles that come and go and always will. But when you profit at the expense of your own country's ability to stay afloat and stay competitive, you're really undercutting yourself. It's enormously short-sighted. And that's why I encourage all of your listeners to go to our website at traditionalwatch.org. Read these documents for yourself. You know, if you don't want to take my opinion, or fine, nothing sacred about that. Look at it for yourself. Take a look, read the documents, and you will draw conclusions. I think if you take a reasonable read of the docs, it is very disturbing.
Well, now, what are some of the other things? You mentioned, of course, the electric grid, the fires, the health concerns, just to leave the borders open, in case there's an epidemic. And then, of course, not stopping people at the border. And, of course, this whole idea of the transnational highway. Are there some other important things in those documents you got?
The stuff in these documents touches on every aspect of your everyday life, and I'll give you some more examples. When it comes to things like travel itself and what kind of documentation is required to travel, but also to import or export goods in and out of the country, the entire sort of immigration and customs process, and I mean that at a personal level, and I mean that all the way up to the large, multinational corporation and everything in between. Even small business owners, let's say you make a particular product and you ship it someplace, all of the rules and regulations when it comes to travel, immigration, and customs are being addressed. Security, they envision a broad boundary or international boundary where, if you're entering Mexico, that's where you'd actually start clearing customs or security questions or issues for entering into the United States. So a broader North American boundary or border. Energy. We talked a little bit about, integrating our electrical grid with Mexico's, as terrifying as that may be. It's hard enough, frankly, for my local power company to keep things up when there's a thunderstorm, let alone having it wired into Mexico. But there's issues there on oil and natural gas as well. Again, all the regulations, all the details that really dictate what you can and can't do on a daily basis. And then there's broader environmental questions. The Kyoto Treaty and that whole jazz, essentially gave places like Mexico and India a blank check. They could pollute to their heart's content. So now they're trying to figure out a way to harmonize, again, the magic word, environmental regulations between the U.S. and Canada and Mexico. And then, of course, health. There's our health industry. Canada, of course, has socialized medicine. I'm not sure of the exact state or how you would categorize the state of health issues in Mexico. But there's a big push there. There's a lot of money involved in anything having to do with administering health and how that would be balanced out. Every aspect of society, health, environment, travel, security, energy, all of these subject areas are being regulated by these working groups, these government and business leaders who are formed up into these groups that are tackling each of these subject areas. And again, on our website, they have a listing of each and every one of these working groups, who's a member of it, who's in charge, their name, their phone number, and their email. All this information we've posted to the website. Folks should go and look at it. If you have a real question, shoot a note to somebody on one of these committees and say, "Hey, what are you doing? How does this affect me and my family and my life?" Because almost every government agency is involved, whether it's commerce, transportation, State Department, Treasury. All of them have members on these working committees.
And I think the most interesting thing was this idea of security. And instead of having to guard our 2,000-mile border with Mexico, we could just emphasize guarding Mexico's southern border, and so that we would just wouldn't have such a long border to guard. And then we could just guard Mexico's southern border. And of course, probably nobody's going to be coming in, over the top of the Arctic Ocean or over the Arctic area. So it would really make it a lot easier instead of having this 2,000-mile border to guard. We could just guard southern Mexico. This is insanity.
I agree. And I mean, our Border Patrol is certainly outmanned and outgunned. But I tell you, I'll trust an American Border Patrol agent any day over a Mexican Border Patrol agent.
And what about, you know, the whole philosophy of Mexico is simply one of corruption and bribery. And, their electoral process is flawed. Certainly there's a great deal to suggest that the last election was stolen. We're going to bring the same type of morality to the United States as we begin to merge our societies.
Eventually, continuing down the path that you've just mentioned, it would certainly seem to all just blur at some point. And in my opinion, you know, the United States would be the big loser in that regard.
And of course, you know, in Mexico, they have a two-tiered society. They have, you know, they have about 20 billionaires. They have, you know, the middle class is mostly the military, and the government bureaucrats. And then so many of the people are just impoverished. Even the laboring jobs don't do well. The peasant, you know, is just totally impoverished. And he has no opportunity of improving himself. That's why he wants to come to the United States.
Precisely. There's no education and there's no opportunity. So where do you go? You go north. And that's... The Mexican elites have used the United States as their pressure valve now for decades, and I think the straw that broke the camel's back was when Vicente Fox cut the very last supplement for the poorest of the poor in Mexico, where they always received some rice, some beans, and some oil, regardless of your status in life. If you're at the very bottom of the totem pole, that last bit of sort of public assistance is always available to you. Well, no more. That's been cut. That's turned off. So now the poorest of the poor are left literally to scrounge. And, you know, I don't begrudge anybody who wants a better life, but they have to do it lawfully and legally.
And, of course, the difficulty is we begin to merge our societies with theirs. How soon will we be in the same position that the Mexican peasant is? People say it can't happen here. And I always like to say, if God is just, why would you think it couldn't happen here? Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And, of course, Chris is from Judicial Watch, which is doing a great job back in Washington, D.C. Would you like to put a plug in for your organization and maybe if people would like to get your other information?
Sure, absolutely. Judicial Watch, of course, has been around for 12 years. It's headed by our president, Tom Fitton. Our legal department is headed up by Paul Orfanides, and I head up the research department. My name is Chris Farrell. Like I said, we've been around 12 years. We focus on government corruption issues and openness and transparency, accountability, really, issues concerning the government. We make very aggressive use of open records laws. We bring lawsuits. We've been enormously successful in trying to fight the Los Angeles Special Order 40, which allows really Los Angeles to be a sanctuary city that prohibits police from questioning illegal immigrants about their immigration status. Actually, it prohibits the police from asking anybody about their immigration status. But we've done an awful lot of work on immigration. We're now pursuing this issue concerning Security and Prosperity Partnership. We're organized as a nonprofit 501c3. All the work we do goes up on our website, which is judicialwatch.org. And your listeners can go there and see what we're up to, and hopefully they'll be sufficiently encouraged and impressed that they make a donation to us, because that's how we pay the bills. We're a nonprofit charity, and we need your support to keep the lights on and pay the phone bill.
And I think Judicial Watch does a great job. But, you know, certainly we were all very, very disturbed during the Clinton administration and the way that they ran the government. But what about the current administration? Certainly, you know, are they as open, or are they more closed as far as trying to keep the American people from finding the truth out than the Clinton administration, or are they about the same?
Well, the Clinton administration was really a criminal enterprise. I mean, I ought to be very clear about that. You know, what they did in office, you know, is in a category unto itself. The Bush administration, of course, has a pretty tough road to hoe, and it has suffered the whole 9/11 issue and the attacks and everything else. So, but even putting that aside, let's just set that to rest for a moment. You have to look at the Bush administration and say that when it comes to openness, they're Nixonian, really, in their approach to things. Their penchant for secrecy is, in a sense, almost self-destructive, because they've gone so far over the edge trying to keep everything under the sun secret that it really damages themselves, because sometimes they look silly in the things that they push to try to keep secret. There's a legitimate need for secrets. There are actual real live secrets that you know should be kept under wraps. But there's an awful lot of stuff that the Bush administration invokes secrecy over that really is, it's destructive. It's corrosive to what the Constitution guarantees us. So I'm very disappointed and frustrated with them, frankly. There's a lot of things they could do a lot better. I know they have their hands full, but that doesn't mean that you neglect or you go out of your way to try to thwart the legitimate accountability procedures in government.
One last question, and then I'm going to let you go. You were able to get the pictures of the plane that hit the Pentagon.
Right.
Those videos that you got, can you actually see the plane?
There's a blur that comes in from the right-hand side of the screen. Some people say it's a plane. Some people say it's not. There's all sorts of theories and conjecture, and you know, I don't have a dog in that fight or a horse in that race. Frankly, you know, our mission, our goal, was to get the information that was out there, get the videos, get whatever material, and make it public, and then let the public decide for themselves. We wanted to complete the record, get the information out of the public record. We couldn't understand why the government was withholding it for months and months and months. So that's what we did. Our public duty is to get stuff out in the public, and that's what our goal was. And
we're out of time.
I'm happy to say.
Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at murkywater.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Genesis Communication Network, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Chris Farrell. Now, this is the time when we too need to remind you Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you believe that we have an important message and you're going to hear things here about the spiritual battle behind all of these things, why, we hope many of you will decide you're going to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our 4 best tapes of the month, you'll get our monthly newsletter, but More than that, you'll be helping us do what we do. And then, of course, we want to remind you about our all-day conference we're going to be having. We're going to be here in the Monterey Bay area on the 29th of October. That's a Sunday. And we're going to have Constance Cumby giving a couple of talks and Chris Pinto giving a talk for an hour and a half and answering questions and a great lineup of speakers. And, of course, we're going to be serving lunch. We have to know how many people are coming. So if you're planning on coming, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you're coming from out across America, why, give us a call and we'll get you the map and directions and motels, things of that sort. We're getting a pretty good response. So far, I'm pleased with it. And then, of course, we do want to mention we'd like to get Dr. Dennis Cuddy's book back in print. It's called Secret Records Revealed. It's one of the most important books we have, and it's been out of print for some time. And we've actually added an index to it. We've added an epilogue. And you can buy a case of Dr. Cuddy's books for $149.95 plus shipping. That's $149.95 plus shipping. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to be part of this. Now, of course, you're not going to get the books till they're printed. And once we can get enough people signed up, why, we'll go ahead and put the order in as far as printing is concerned. That's Secret Records Revealed, a great and very, very important book with quotations that you need to have. And, of course, the index really makes the book ever so much more valuable. And then, of course, we also want to mention some of the other items that we do carry here. We actually carry my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We carry the book by Malachi Martin, Hostage to the Devil, and you can get it by itself or with a 1-hour radio interview we've done with Malachi Martin, where he talks about all sorts of amazing things based upon his life in the church. And of course, he loves the church. He was a loyal Catholic, but I think you need to hear what he has to say. And if you get the Malachi Martin special, you get a discount if you get the 4-tape set and the book together. We carry the book, we carry the video, The Rape of the Soul, and it goes into embedded imageries in art. We have the videos, they sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, 4-hour, 10-hour version. The Da Vinci Con, which goes into what Hollywood's really doing. The subtitle is Hollywood's War on America. And then, of course, we also carry Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, The Secret Mysteries of All Ages. If you want to know about 911, we've got a great 4-tape set called 911 Update. Our 4-tape set on what happened on 911 is available and gives you information you're not going to get elsewhere. And then, of course, we carry the videos. The Day That Changed America Forever. The Day That Changed America Forever, and in plain sight, excellent video by Dave Van Arsdale. And, of course, we have so many information out there. Just go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. If you're interested in health and health products, why, we actually have a health catalog, lists the books we think are so important for you to have. And we carry a lot of these products, the ones that Barbara and I carry, and you'll get them at competitive prices. And, of course, we also carry food products, and we think people ought to begin storing up, and we'll send you a food catalog. So if you'd like a health catalog or a food catalog, we'd be glad to get it to you. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we want you to pray for America. We want you to pray for revival, because if America doesn't turn back to God, we're going to lose this country. We're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water?
That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from across America. But ordinarily, I'll ask you to hold your calls for the time being because we have with us a very special guest. His name is Mr. L.J. Chavez, and he was in the military. He was a sergeant in the military, and he was there on 9-1-1, and he wrote an article to the Cincinnati newspaper about what happened that morning. And so I'm going to let him tell his story because, of course, it's a fascinating thing to ask yourself if what he says is really true. Why haven't we heard about this? Why haven't other people come forward and tell us what happened? Mr. Chavez, please tell us your story of what happened that morning and what you experienced that morning.
Absolutely, Dr. Stan. Thank you for allowing me to have this opportunity to speak. First, I'll tell you why nobody else has come forward, because people are scared. And especially after they see what's happened to me from doing this, they can, you know, have reason to be. I'll recap a little bit. I wrote a letter to the Cincinnati Post, which is a local newspaper here in Cincinnati, about 2.5 months ago. And the letter I wrote to Mr. White, who's one of the editors at the Post, was in retort to an article that was posted called "One in Three Believe in 9/11 Conspiracy." So my friend that I work with and I, we were, you know, reading this article, and it was a total debunk. You know, to make, you know, us conspiracy theorists sound like wackos, you know, that had no idea, you know, like these loony guys that sit in a bomb shelter all day long, you know, waiting for the world to end, which is clearly not the case. So my friend wrote an email to the paper, and I wrote one as well. And the letter I wrote that's getting so much publicity and controversy at the same time was not really intended to be my whistleblowing statement. It was more of a rant. It included both fact and my opinion, you know, from my research over the past year on the actual 9/11 tragedy, and the official story, you know, that I consider to be, you know, a blatant lie. I included all that in this letter because I couldn't just write Mr. White and say, hey, you guys, you know, are crap, do some real journalism. You know, that wouldn't have proved anything, so I wrote this letter. And then about 2 months later, and it's been circulating MySpace with, you know, little publicity at all, and couple months later, I get a call from a gentleman at the Veterans Front, I Love the Truth, and he asked me if he could post it, and I said, sure. And then, literally, that was last Friday, and it's just gone completely all over the web. Like, I Google myself, and it gives me cold chills to think I've taken up 7 pages of Google now. It's incredible. But really, the facts that I bring to the table, I was in the military. I enlisted in the United States Army in 1995. I was 18 right out of high school. I did two tours of CONUS duties. One was at Fort Hood, and I re-enlisted from Fort Hood, Texas, to go to MacDill Air Force Base, which is in Tampa, Florida. Kind of every Army guy's dream to, you know, go to the beach and the Air Force Base, you know. And I was stationed at a place called United States Central Command. And United States Central Command is responsible for the Middle East. They hold all kinds of war games and exercises, and they have, you know, military intelligence that completely watch the Middle East at any given time. That's their responsibility area. And there are other comms. There's North Comm and South Comm. They have different areas of responsibility. Well, on the morning of 9/11 and the days prior, we were we were ramping up for exercises. One was called Bright Star, and the other one, which was Vigilant Guardian, was a highly classified exercise that I kind of got wind of by not so direct means. My job at CENTCOM was I was an information security specialist as well as a network administrator, so I kind of worked, you know, in the network shop.
Okay, you hold that thought there. We'll be back in just a moment. We're going to bring another station on, so we're going to have to be a little bit repetitive as we tell them a little bit about you.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Is that morning? Well, Mr. Chavez says that on the morning of 9/11, he was at the headquarters. His job was to go around fixing various computers, and one of them, at one of the places he stopped, there was a report. It was left open. It was marked top secret. But one of the things that it said was that this Vigilant Guardian exercise, you correct me if I'm wrong here, LJ, but basically what it said was that there were, in this Vigilant Guardian exercise that was taking place on 9/11, was a plan for, hijacking. Now, this is just theoretical, of course. This is part of the war games. But hijacking planes and crashing them into the Sears Tower, the World Trade Center, and the White House. Is that right?
That is correct, including a power plant in California. I'm not 100% sure that document was talking about Vigilant Guardian, because I never really, you know, I didn't flip through the document.
All right,
fine. I went to a page, and on the page is where I read this.
All right, fine. So anyway, that there's some sort of a military exercise that involves at least this consideration.
Correct. And it's very peculiar to me now. You know, at the time, I kind of like just kind of passed it off, and then, you know, when the first tower was hit, we didn't see that on the, you know, we didn't know about it. I was in there talking to a personal friend of mine, And then everybody got really busy, and then they turned on the big screen, and then here's CNN, and, you know, we get the first tower smoke in, and then we watch the plane flying to the second tower. And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, like, well, I just read this scenario, you know, but I think I was, you know, in the same condition as the rest of the population. I was still in shock that this actually happened. You know, and then of course, as the towers are coming down, you know, my personal friend was the former Army commander of Army Corps of Engineers. He had taught demolitions in his early career, and he kept telling me, he's like, you know, this isn't right. He goes, this isn't looking right. And I'm asking him, like, what are you talking about, sir? He's like, buildings don't fall like this. And I'm like, well, how do they fall? You know, I'm like, I have no clue what's going on here. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, this building's coming down. Like, he's like, no. He's like, if you hit the top of a building with a tank round or a missile, and you weaken it so much that maybe just the top part of it will fall off or a big chunk. He's like, the whole building doesn't just collapse like that. He's like, that's, you know, a telltale sign of controlled demolition. And, you know, I still probably, you know, to this day, I kick myself because it never clicked then, you know. It wasn't until later that I actually, you know, found this out, you know, that I started doing my research. And you know, another thing that was going on that morning is piped in through Central Command was a grid, a big screen that showed the North American Aerospace grid. And it shows where all the planes are doing all the exercises, you know, and it shows them flying, you know, all over the place. And they could put blips on that screen to assimilate enemies. And it's something the military does a lot. And even the land war.
Could you repeat that again? Because I think it's so important for our listeners to understand that in a military exercise, they will actually put artificial blips onto the screen to look like they're planes there that are part of the war games. Is that it?
That is correct. Yeah, they do put blips on the screen to, and even at Fort Hood, when we would be, and, you know, we would be playing, you know, land war games, they had, you know, they had these little battle command centers set up, and they would show, like, where the enemy was on, like, a digitized map. It was like a computer screen. And they would say, well, you know, this is your, you know, for instance, you know, these are Russian or, you know, whoever, you know, tank batteries over here to the east, and, you know, we've got to knock them out, and this is what we're going to do to get over there to knock them out, and, you know, we're sending infantry guys in over there, you know, yada yada. So they put these simulated enemies on the screen to, like, portray the war game. You know, when you fly to NTC, which is the Northwest Training Center, it's in California, it's in the desert, and we go there to play war games, and there's an actual military installation there that they do nothing but play the enemy. We call them opposition force. And they are a simulated enemy, like a real-time enemy, and we put the Miles gear on our M16, you know, to shoot the lasers, and we put Miles gear on our trucks. And then we play exercises out there in the sandbox, and the enemy is actual, you know, they're military people, but they're playing the bad guys, and they, like, come into your camp, and they shoot you if you're on a supply run, and they take you prisoner, and, I mean, so there's, you know, there's something we do to simulate that there's actually enemy, whether it's putting blips on a screen or it's actually the military posing, a section of the military posing as the enemy. So it's something that's very common in an exercise. You know, you can't have a war game without an enemy, pretend enemy. It doesn't make any sense. But, My other key point, I guess, that comes to the table is that after the Pentagon was hit by whatever it was hit by, there was a lot of questions happening, and the main question was, what happened to NORAD? You know, why weren't jets scrambled? And, you know, NORAD is that's what they do. They have specific, you know, like, regulations and policies in place that if, you know, a plane, any kind of plane, you know, whether it's private or, you know, foreign or an actual passenger jet, flies over the, you know, airspace, you know, illegal airspace where that's over a military installation, they scramble jets. It's something they've always done, you know, because they keep track of the radar all the time. And, you know, people asking questions, well, what happened to NORAD? Well, there was an Air Force officer who was a liaison to NORAD, and he had come over to the group, and, you know, they're asking, he's like, well, there was a stand-down order given for NORAD. You know, and that just kind of perplexed everybody.
I mean, there was an order given that NORAD was not to respond that morning?
That's correct. That was my understanding of that one, you know, because he was being questioned, and his response was, there was an order to stand down given. Now, in my letter, I say that, you know, Cheney gave the order to stand down. That's my opinion. I don't have any facts that can point that out, but he was put in command of shoot down power at NORAD a few months prior, and all military personnel, at least at my command post, were given that memorandum. It was a chain of command update that showed that, you know, Cheney would not be heading NORAD operations, at least for shoot down type things. And so it was very bizarre. And I just, I put two and two together and was like, well, to give an order to stand down an entire, command that guards and protects, United States aerospace, that had to come from at least him or higher, if not the president, because, the military was no longer in charge of giving shoot down orders or not. So, that's why everybody, is going, is asking questions like, because that's, that's what happens. Planes fly in over the wrong spot, you scramble jets. It doesn't matter if it's, some guy on his, first flight, in a Cessna, and he accidentally gets off course because of bad weather. I mean, they will escort you down out of the air. That's just something they're supposed to do. But on that day, for whatever reason, that didn't happen.
Well, do we have any idea how long that stand down order had been in place?
I have no idea how long it lasted. I mean, they were obviously, I believe that they stated that there were, jets scrambled to shoot down the plane that was bound for the White House, and then I guess they shot down flight, I don't know if it was 77 or 97 over Pennsylvania. I don't really remember what plane that was, but supposedly it was shot down by Air Force jets. And, I don't know if anybody's ever seen the pictures of that, but it didn't look like a plane was there at all. It was like somebody dug a big ditch and just, put a bunch of junk metal in it. I mean, there was no, it's hard for me to believe that that plane was disintegrated in midair by, Sidewinder missiles or whatever, I mean, there's just a lot of inconsistencies. And my point is that, I've witnessed this thing, and, I didn't know what to do about it. I came back, got out of the Army, and, then I've had this resting in my head for, some 5 years, and people ask me, well, why'd you wait so long to say something? And I was, well, what would you do if you knew something that you weren't supposed to know and saw something you weren't supposed to see and you had nobody to tell? I mean, who was I supposed to tell? I mean, I had no idea there were, literally hundreds of thousands of people that questioned, the official story of 9/11. And until I found that out, until I met my friend, then I started talking to him about it. I'm like, well, that makes sense because on this day, these things happen. And of course, he's like, holy cow, I can't believe that, you actually witnessed that. Why didn't you say something? I'm like, well, I didn't know at the time. I was more concerned about my family, does this mean World War III? What does this mean now? I mean, there were other things going through my head, at the time. The last thing I suspected was some sort of a conspiracy or some sort of a plot. Not until later did I even realize that that could be a possibility. So, that's why it's taken me so long. And obviously for a good reason, because, had I mentioned something right after, everybody would have been, nobody would have been ready to receive that information. I don't think they still are. I mean, there's, a lot of people I talk to don't want to, they'd rather not know. They'd rather believe that everything is fine and safe inside their little imaginary safe box, that there's nothing going on. And, now at least there are other people around the world, around the United States, on the internet, that are gathering themselves to question this, to be reopened for investigation. And I firmly believe that it absolutely does need to be reinvestigated because there's so many inconsistencies. There's so many things that are, just don't make sense. Like, what happened to World Trade Center Building 7? Like, we can talk all day about what brought Tower 1 and Tower 2 down, and you can say it's pancake theory. I can say it's controlled demolition, but irregardless, Building 7 fell, at 5-something that afternoon and was never hit by a plane. That's what's interesting to me. Why did NORAD stand down? One of the most powerful, military powers in the world got bested by, a few little, Al-Qaeda guys, and with big passports and box cutters. I mean, if it's been that easy, if there's a war on terror, and everybody's considered a terrorist, why is the southern border open and people are just willingly, allowed to cross? Yeah. These are questions that need to be, answered as well, not just, 9/11 being reinvestigated. There's a whole slew of things that are going on that I don't think people are aware of. In the military, when you have a war, you have a clear and defined enemy. It's this little sect of people in this little country. The war on terror is just as vague as the war on drugs. I mean, it's a money hole. It's a paradox. It's something that can't be. Anybody in this war on terror, anybody who has ill thoughts toward the government is considered a terrorist. And now that they have the Patriot Act to sign, you can be drug out of your house with no lawyer, no court date, and taken to some place and, put away for an X amount of time without even being able to have the Constitution to save you, and now the new Geneva Convention thing Congress gave, President Bush gave him the ability to interpret the Geneva Convention as he sees fit. That's a scary thing because the Geneva Convention is put in place to guard and protect, what is considered, fair in war.
Well, of course, I would simply ask our listeners out there, if you have any serious question about what we're talking about, you go onto Google on your computer and type in Halliburton detention camps, $385 million. You'll find out that they've given Halliburton $385 million to build detention camps. Now, why are they building detention camps in America? What do they know? Are there going to be that many Al-Qaeda terrorists? Are those for terrorists, or are those for people that maybe disagree with government policies? People say it couldn't happen here, but is it possible that it's already happening here?
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. 2237.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you, because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Well, this is Arthur Stan and LJ, of course. This only hit the internet about a week ago. And immediately his employer, he worked for a software company or computer company, and they were again getting harassed, and they let him go, and they wouldn't tell him why, but it was pretty obvious they were getting a lot of calls and a lot of threats. And so, and ladies and gentlemen, this is the sort of thing that happens when you speak out and try to get the truth. Now, you actually are married, you have a family, don't you? How are you going to support them?
Oh, well, fortunate for me, I was, you know, I have lots of contacts and I have lots of friends, so I have another job lined up. I do have a family, and they'll be fine, which is, you know, why I've tried to completely leave them out of this. I've seen what happens, you know, when you stand up and try to do the right thing, you know, and that's fine, because as long as, you know, something changes because of this, you know, more people, you know, and I've got proof in just the probably 300 or 400 emails I've received in the last week from people thanking me and, you know, telling me I'm a patriot and I'm a hero, and, you know, that I want, you know, anybody out there who's listening who sent me an email, thank you so much. You know, that was not my objective. That was not something that, you know, I wanted. I didn't want to be on talk radio. I didn't want to be, you know, on Google every time you hit my name. I didn't want to be, you know, the center of attention. All I wanted was my children not to have to grow up in a world like this, and that was my motivation, you know, and I tell people, like, no matter how horrible the truth is, no matter how wretched it is to look upon the truth, we still, as American people who live in this country, we still deserve to know the truth. You know what? A lie can become a million things, but the truth will always be the truth, and no matter how bad it is still the truth, and we can accept it for that, but we have to be given that. We have to be given that opportunity. It's our right to know. We live here. I mean, we're the backbone of this country. The government, you know, isn't making money. I mean, they are, technically, you know, the private bank, and they're loaning to the government, and we're paying income tax to repay the national deficit, but the good, hard-working American people in this country deserve to know the truth, and it sickens me, you know. I mean, we're such a great nation, you know, we have the ability to be so great. We're just misrepresented at this time by, you know, the tyranny that sits in the White House and the tyranny that controls our government, and until we unify, you know, I've been discredited, you know. Alex Jones asked me for my, you know, proof that I was in the military. I sent him my DD-214. He posted it on his internet website. Within 3 hours, they had, you know, people had downloaded it and taken it apart and said that I forged it, you know, faking my name. Like, this isn't even his real name. And I just laughed because, you know, my friends laughed and were like, wow, these people don't even think you exist. And he's like, I work with you. And I'm like, it's so bizarre that, you know, they got picked a fake name. Like, man, that was the name I was given. I didn't have a choice, you know? So I've been asked to provide more documents, you know, like, well, what else you got? Can you send this to prove? And, you know, I'm to the point where, look, if I send you more documents, I'm battling for my character. I'm battling for my ego, and I am not a man who lives by his ego, and in no way do I even care what people think about me. All I care, you can call me a fake, you can call me a liar, you can call me a hero, you can call me a patriot. The point is, there's something wrong. And it's time to make a stand. It's time to make a change. Anything else doesn't matter.
And, of course, if you stop and think about it out there, listening audience, I mean, it was because of 9-1-1 that, of course, we were able to justify going to war with Afghanistan against the wicked Osama bin Laden. And then, of course, instead of, why couldn't we follow them into Pakistan or even send in special forces units that were, you know, sub rosa? Instead of that, we attacked Iraq. And then, of course, we've done everything wrong there, and now certainly 25, almost 3,000 Americans killed in Iraq, and, you know, and then, of course, then we're talking probably another 20,000 casualties, and then 130,000 Iraqis dead. And if what happened on 9/11 was not what we've been told, then think of the implications, and now they're talking about going to war with Iran. So what LJ has done is important. The American people have to know the truth. Why did the president object to the initial joint intelligence inquiry? And why was it that both of the co-chairmen of that committee came from the Council on Foreign Relations? Why did the president object to the 9-1-1 commission? Why did he want Henry Kissinger to head that from the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations? And why are five, maybe even six of the people on that committee, they come from this same little clique of internationalists? Do they have a different agenda? Are we being told the truth? And if this, what I've said, is true, and what LJ has said is true, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to check the facts. And if you'd like a copy of my latest newsletter that goes into the people who really run the government and make mockery of the two-party system, we'll be glad to send you a free copy of our August newsletter. If you call us at 1-800-544-8927, that's 1-800-544-8927, just ask for a free copy of the August newsletter, or go up on the internet to RadioLiberty.com and pull it down. Who really runs our government? Is it possible that both political parties are controlled by the same people? Is it possible that five of the 11 people involved with the 9/11 Commission came from the same little group of internationalists?
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is L.J. Chavez. Is that on your end, or is that on my end?
Oh, no, that was my end. I apologize.
Oh, that's all right. We were just talking about how Building 7 came down and how it is, you know, that they come out with an 8,000-page report on why the Twin Towers came down, but nobody wants to talk about why Building 7 came down. And, ladies and gentlemen, you need to go up on the Internet and Google in, you know, Building 7 collapse. Building 7 collapse, or why did Building 7 collapse, and or get the videos and watch that building come down. And Chris L.J. was just saying, you know, anybody, his daughter, his young daughter, can look at that and tell that that did not come down because something fell on the roof. It came down because the whole basement of the building dissolved spontaneously, and the building fell into its own shadow in approximately 6.6 seconds, just about the rate of gravity. And buildings just don't collapse like that, do they?
Absolutely not. I've been abroad, and I've seen, you know, buildings that have been struck by, you know, multiple rockets, tank rounds, mortar rounds, and, you know, the half of the building would be gone, and you could, like, look into the top three floors, like, from one side, and the building is still standing, and it's not even still constructed. It's made of, like, clay stucco. You know what I mean? That's a dead giveaway. I mean, you know, look up some of the buildings in Palestine, you know, or in Lebanon that, you know, have been blown up by the Israelis. Look at those buildings, like, there's people standing in them, like, standing there, like, looking out. Like, half the building is gone, and it's still standing. You know, and it's ridiculous, you know, the fact that, you know, they probably could have gotten away with it if they not brought down Building 7. That was really what gave it away, you know, I mean, because, you know, that's just like you said, people try to distract you with Tower 1 and Tower 2, and that's all it is a distraction tactic. It's trying to keep your point away. It's trying to keep your focus away from what, you know, what else is going on. Like, well, let's focus on Tower 1 and Tower 2 and forget Building 7, because they can argue all day long about Tower 1 and 2 because it was hit by a plane, and they can say whatever they want, and they'll get experts to tell you this or tell you that, and other experts will retort it, but nobody wants to argue about Building 7 because it's too plain and simple. It's too easy to see. I mean, I've got a JPEG of it actually falling on my MySpace site. You can log on there and, like, watch it fall over and over again, and believe me, it does not look like any sort of building collapse I've ever seen before.
Well, yes, I've seen buildings like it come down, but they're usually in Las Vegas, and they're part of a controlled demolition.
Right, for show and spectacle. Like, you know, I know that I don't understand why there's lots of controlled demolitions experts that have been, you know, probably interviewed on this topic, and none of them want to come forward on TV and explain this. But, I mean, if you talk to one offline, or if you know one, or if you're a demolitions expert, you know, come forward and just bring it out. Like, you know, hey, this is my professional opinion that there's no way that, you know, this building came down due to fire or something, because it won't. But they've got the right people paid off. They've got the fear tactic used, and, you know, the right amount of people and the right American people that they won't come forward and say this.
Well, of course, you know, you can see what happened to Professor Stephen Jones back at Brigham Young University. And when he came out and said, he's a professor of physics, you know, and he talks about this. He says there's just no way that this could be what it's supposed to be. And, of course, pressure was put on Brigham Young University to put him on administrative leave. And it's very interesting. If you go to his webpage or try to get on his webpage to get his articles, you can't find them. Now, you can get them, of course. The Journal of 9/11 Studies, the Journal of 911studies.org, and you can actually get his articles, many of the other articles. But you get on Google and you start looking for them, you're going to get really lost, and you can't help but wonder why. And, of course, with our guest today, L.J. Chavez, pressure was put on his employer to lay him off. And when they're putting pressure on to intimidate and frighten people who do speak out, is anyone's life or property or family really safe? Now, you must have talked to other people, you know, certainly, who heard about that stand-down order. You think that most of them are just afraid to come forward?
Oh, I'm sure they are. They're afraid, or, you know, they're so, you know, concerned with, you know, what can happen, you know, maybe, you know, especially the actual individual that, you know, gave, you know, that recited to us that there was an order given. I mean, I'm sure he's probably been paid off highly. I mean, and the only thing that they can control you with is fear. That's really all they have. If you're not scared of losing your job, because you can find another job, you know, you can lose all your money, and if you work hard, you can get it all back. But the one thing you can never get back is your time, you know, and the time lost, you know, wandering in the dark is time wasted, and it's time that, you know, us as a whole will never, you know, and I tell everybody this, you know, the 9/11 movement, there's lots of people who suspect something wrong with 9/11, thousands of them, hundreds of thousands of them, but until we unify, until we all get on the same page, then we'll never make a difference, because that's exactly what they want. They want it, you know, that's the first rule of battle, you know, like, divide and conquer. They've got us divided, they've got us segregated, they've got us mingling in our own, you know, fighting ourselves internally so that we can't focus on the bigger picture. And until we do that, then, you know, they're going to continue to get their way. And they're going to continue to start wars, you know, that, you know, my fellow, you know, military brothers are going to die needlessly in, you know, by depleted uranium, you know, gases, you know, and particles, and in just in combat, you know, for nothing more than, you know, conquering. I mean, it's sad. It makes me sad to know that, you know, these people are coming back, you know, with no legs and no arms, and, you know, and we call them heroes. You know, we give them medals, we give them a Purple Heart, we give them, you know, pension for the rest of their lives, and, you know, people will put support our troops on the back of their bumper sticker, and it's such a horrid thing. If you want to support the troops, we'll pull them out of a needless war. We'll get them back here so they can, you know, protect our country, hear from our own internal problems, and not, you know, protect our country from the terrorists that don't exist, that have, you know, no capability to come and attack us on our own land.
Well, we know very well that if the administration really believes there was a terrorist threat, they would close the border immediately after 9/11.
Absolutely.
There would have been other attacks in America because, of course, we have many Muslims here that may even be sympathetic with this, but most of these are not going to get involved. They would have certainly had every pilot armed. They would have had certainly marshals on every plane. There are marshals on less than 10% of the planes. They would have had some sort of a defector on there to protect the planes, you know, in case of surface-to-air missiles. None of our planes have them. They have them on all Israeli planes, all Israeli commercial planes, but Hawshucks is just too expensive to put them on our planes. But most of all, they would have been checking the cargo that goes on of the airplanes along with you. And, you know, they haven't been checking that. It's 5 years now, and they're talking, gee, maybe we better start checking the cargo that's put on the planes. If they'd really thought there was a war on terrorism, they would have, you know, started, you know, trying to protect our chemical plants and our nuclear plants and checking all the cargo coming in. I don't care how difficult it is, but they know what they don't want the American people to know. And that is, of course, that most of what we've heard is simply not true. There are a few fanatical Islamists, and the number is growing all the time, because we are killing Iraqi people. We've killed, you know, first of all, we killed 500,000 Iraqi people during the embargo. This was half a million Iraqi children is the figure that was ordinarily used, and 1.5 million Iraqi people. When we embargoed Saddam, and it wasn't the Iraqi people that were our enemies, it was Saddam Hussein. And yet, of course, if you read the book by Robert Baer, who is a CIA agent working in Iraq during the 1990s, he will tell you he never met an Iraqi who did not believe that the American government was keeping Saddam Hussein, and he cites two instances where the Iraqi military tried to overthrow Saddam Hussein, and the American State Department wouldn't let them. And you have to ask yourself, if Robert Baer is telling you the truth, why would that have happened? And of course, the book had to get through CIA. It said assume that what he wrote is true. The book is, of course, is called See No Evil. It's available from Radio Liberty, along with a great deal of other information you need to understand what's going on. Well, LJ, you know, as you talk to people, do you think there's a growing awareness? Do you think that there's a growing courage on the part of the American people to realize that if we don't stand up now, that it may be come to a time when we won't be able to stand up, and when those Halliburton-built detention camps will be used for American citizens?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, honestly, it's the 100th monkey syndrome. I mean, you know, there's an evolution going on, and it's a conscious evolution, and more people are starting to become aware that these, you know, these atrocities that are going on, that is, you know, they're sleeping demons in the past, and now they're starting to wake up and say, wow, you know, there's a monster under my bed. And the more people that are aware of that, and, you know, I highly believe that on our own soil. I think that it might take martial law just to make the people make a stand. You know, I mean, they're already, I mean, I'm sure you've heard about the, you know, the Amish shooting, and, you know, and the shooting at the Amish school that just recently happened. You know, to me, that sounds like some sort of an MK Ultra program that, you know, they use some guy, some patsy, you know, this mind control victim to go in and kill these kids in an Amish school, you know, where they have no cops, no guns, you know, just good, wholesome people. And they went in there just to establish fear as a reason to take people's guns away and to, like, stricken, you know, gun laws. So, because without that, they won't be able to declare martial law, because I know there's a lot of red-blooded American people that will not give their guns up, you know, but we're being subliminally conditioned. We're being subliminally conditioned to obey and to not think for ourselves anymore, you know, to elicit too much trust in this government. And, you know, that's problem-reaction-solution. You know, they create a problem to get a reaction out of us, and then they offer us solutions, their solution of protection. And that's what we're doing. We're buying that. You know, I mean, the trick of the American dream is that you've got to be asleep to believe it, and that's what's happened. Our American people, they're not really asleep, but they're not really awake. They're just lethargically, you know, wandering through life, just content for the moment, you know, because they have a job, and, you know, they have a house, and, you know, they mow their yard on Sundays, and until tyranny comes to your door, will people start to care? And, you know, that's what it might take, but I guarantee you they won't be able to take this country from us.
Well, I tell you what, people find it so difficult to believe that anybody, and I'm not suggesting George Bush was in any way involved, but I believe that the intelligence community was involved, and I believe that the men who control George Bush are covering this up, because, of course, George Bush is simply a figurehead for the power elite. And, you know, if you stop and think that we lost 58,000 men in Vietnam, because why did we go there? Well, because of the Gulf of Tonkin incident. And then we find out that it was all a lie. The Gulf of Tonkin incident didn't occur. And when they actually released the recordings from the Oval Office, when LBJ Johnson, President Johnson, realized that he'd been lied to, he was furious. But it didn't matter. 58,000 American boys died, and nobody was ever held responsible. And Robert McNamara, who was part of the lie, and Henry Kissinger, who was part of the lie, and all the others, of course, got off scot-free. And, of course, 58,000 names are up there on that black marble there in Washington, D.C. And where is the outcry today saying the people who were responsible for the lie should go to prison? We know, for instance, that they knew about Pearl Harbor ahead of time. We actually have the diary of Secretary of War Stimson, and I'll send a copy of the pages to anybody who wants to know. I went back to Yale University and got them, and he talks about how on November 25th, 1941, he was at the White House with four other men and the president, who said the Japanese are going to attack. The only question is how we will get into the war and get the Japanese to fire the first shot. The only question is not if, but how we will get into the war and get the Japanese to fire the first shot. And then we heard that wonderful speech, the Day of Infamy. And, of course, it was the height of hypocrisy. But FDR couldn't tell the American people he left those boys there to die. But we had to have an excuse, a catalyzing event to bring America's people into the Second World War. And exactly as Condoleezza Rice said, and many of our listeners out there would like to check the book Without Precedent by Thomas Kane and Lee Hamilton. Incidentally, both come from the Council on Foreign Relations. They were the co-chairman of the 9-1-1 Commission, and Lee Hamilton was for many years a member of the Trilateral Commission. Why, of course, in their book, they quote Condoleezza Rice saying, you know, we couldn't go to war with Afghanistan, we couldn't attack Al-Qaeda, we needed a catalyzing event. In fact, if you read the writings of the Project for the New American Century in their pamphlet, booklet called Rebuilding America's Defenses, they say we're not going to be able to expand the military and get what we want unless there's a catalyzing event like another Pearl Harbor. And well, we had that on 9-1-1, but the question is, why was there a military stand down that morning? And, of course, nobody wants to admit that they did not want to stop what happened that morning. That really is so frightening to me. Now, do you think a lot of the people in the military really know what's going on, LJ?
I'm sure. I don't think that everybody does. I think there are a lot. I think there are a lot of people who do know what's going on. And I think there are a lot of people that are now in the military that are starting to possibly question, you know, like, well, what are we doing here? You know, why are we in Iraq? You know, I mean, I've talked to lots of, you know, not lots, but a few soldiers that I'm friends with that have come back from, you know, Baghdad, and, you know, they really don't know. I mean, they're traumatized. I mean, my one friend can't even go in public anymore. I mean, he gets panic attacks so bad. He's got PTSD so bad that he can't even go watch a movie because he freaks out because of the crowds. I mean, and I don't even think he can clearly, he's like, well, I was there to liberate Iraq, but, you know, he goes, it just seemed everything got worse once that happened. You know, it's very bizarre, you know, but I mean, for people who question, you know, you talk about, you know, they had prior insight to Pearl Harbor, just like they had prior insight, and they let it happen. So they had to let it happen to go into World War II, just like they had to let 9/11 happen to go into this, you know, this war on terror. And if you look up a document, because of the Freedom of Information Act, we have access to documents, and one's called Operation Northwood. And in that military order states that it was, and tried to go to war with Cuba, what they were going to do is they were going to hijack a plane, or they were going to take a plane and fill it with CIA operatives and tell people that they were college students. And then they were going to switch the plane in mid-flight with a remote-controlled plane that, you know, broadcasting the same signal, and then detonated over Cuban airspace after it gave a mayday signal back to the control tower in Florida that it was being shot at. And, you know, that was going to give us pretext. You know, obviously the person, you know, turned it down at the time and was, you know, fired out of office. But that document still exists, and it's in public hands now, and you can get a copy of it, and you can read that. And, you know, for George Bush to come out and say, well, we had no idea that, you know, they would have hijacked aircraft and used them as weapons, we've been playing that game for years.
You and in other words, the military's been playing that game.
Exactly. The military's been playing that game for years.
Why would they try to convince the American people? They had no idea what was going to happen unless they're trying to deceive us. And if they're trying to deceive us on one thing, can we believe anything else we're being told?
I don't think so. I think everything should be questioned at this point. I mean, like, people need to start asking questions. And like I say, until we are heard as like a one voice, we're not going to make a difference. Because, you know, they can take one or two people out. They can fire two or three people that are in... You know, they're making trouble, and then the rest of the population will keep itself in check. It's like, I don't want to end up like LJ. You know, I don't want to lose my job. You know, I don't want no threats to my cell phone, and that's what they use. They'll elicit fear in you, keep your mouth quiet, and keep you, you know, a good little robot. You know, to just sit there and do what you're supposed to do, and consume, and you know, spend money in the economy, and pay your taxes. And as soon as you speak out, they'll slap you. And as long as you're scared of getting slapped, nobody's going to say anything.
Well,
for one, I'm not scared of getting slapped.
Well, I appreciate what you've done, LG. I think it took a lot of courage on your part, and I hang in there. Remember that we're involved, I believe, in a spiritual battle. I believe that there are powerful spiritual forces aligned against freedom, and our job is to speak out as long as we can and as loudly as we can. God bless you for what you've done. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye. Well, I guess this evening has been L.J. Chavez. I hope you've enjoyed this. Mr. Chavez has come under so much pressure. He wasn't even too anxious to do the program until I assured him that I wasn't going to give him a bad time like a lot of the other programs he's been on. I was going to give him a chance to tell his story. I hope you enjoyed this story, the story of a very, very brave man. Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Elze Chavez. I think he's a very, very brave man. And they put pressure on his employer to let him go. Same thing happened with Dr. Stephen Jones back at Brigham Young University. They put pressure on his employer, Brigham Young University, and he's been put on administrative leave. And the same thing will happen to anybody who tells the truth about what's going on. And they will try to get them off the radio. In fact, I've had pressures brought on me to try to get me to tone back what I'm saying. But I'm not going to bother to be on the radio if I can't tell you the truth. And so I'm going to tell you the truth as long as God gives me breath and I'm able to be on the air. And we hope that many of you out there will stand behind us and other people who are telling the truth. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And we really do need your help. Then, of course, we hope many of you will come to our conference. It's going to be on the 29th of October, right here in the Monterey Bay area, and Constance Cumby will be here. She'll be giving two talks. Chris Pitto, who produced the award-winning film documentary, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, going into the spiritual forces which are behind this whole battle. Why, of course, he's going to be talking for an hour and a half. We've got a great lineup of speakers, and we hope you'll want to come. Again, of course, you can have to have a reservation, so give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, try to be here if you possibly can. Bring as many people as you can. We want to get a good turnout. And I think you'll be fascinated by the information that will be available on the 29th of October here in the Monterey Bay area, just about 4 weeks from now. So once again, of course, we want to mention we're trying to republish Dr. Dennis Cuddy's book, The Secret Records Revealed. That's Secret Records Revealed. We've added an index and an appendix. You can get a case of the books for $149.95. We do hope many of you will want to get a case of his books. Right now, of course, you simply put in your pledge and put your Visa card down, and we won't, of course, do that until we have enough pledges to be able to finance the book. A case of Dr. Cuddy's book, Secret Records Revealed, for $149.95. And then, of course, we do hope that if you're interested in laying in a supply of health products or of emergency food, we do have catalogs for both of those. And those do help us do what we do, and that is reach out across America with a story you're not going to hear elsewhere. So if you'd like to get a food catalog, you'd like to get a health catalog, or you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We're putting together a new four-tape set on the Holocaust. What really happened in the Holocaust? And have we been told the truth about the Holocaust? And how could such terrible thing have happened if it happened as we've been told? And why didn't the Allies, why didn't the American government or the British government intervene if what we've been told is true? And a new tape set on the Holocaust, it'll be available very soon. Now, we do have an older tape set called The Other Holocaust, but this is simply the Holocaust, what really happened. A new four tape set, which we're in the process of putting together, and so many more new tape sets we're going to have out. Success, you get it, and then you seriously consider whether you want your children, your child, or your pregnant daughter, or anybody actually, to get this dangerous vaccine, because of course there's no advantage to it, and there are many, many disadvantages, and they're destroying the minds of our children. Why would you do that? Because you do not want any opposition. Why would they send our boys over there to Iraq to destroy their lives? 60,000 of them now have come back for mental health counseling. About a third of the people have come back. Why? Because you want to destroy their minds. Why would these subject them to the depleted uranium and all of the other toxins that are over there? We're dealing with people who have an entirely different worldview. So we ask you to pray for America.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar.